I tried to find out the facts. I even called the bishop of Maiduguri, whose diocese is in Borno State, to find out what is the reality. Is it true that Christians have been killed? It is not new, for since Boko Haram started in 2009, Christians have been killed. We must not forget to mention that Muslims in high positions, Muslims in low positions have also been killed. I don't have the facts now. The local media here in Nigeria have not given the news. The news we heard about these killings came from the Islamic State of West Africa. So the fighting and killing and kidnapping in order to force the Nigerian government to give them good ransom or to free those of their people that have been arrested. This is what we know. And they are trying by all means to create a situation of war, a situation of grievous tension, because they want to see the Muslims and Christians fighting. And they hope that in this confusion, they will have the upper hand, and so they will be able to destroy the Christians and take over the country and even the neighboring country. So there is a problem. And we have to remember, too, that when we cannot say that Christians have been denied their rights, we cannot say that, because in Kaduna, in Kano, in Sokoto, you will find Christian churches functioning. There are bishops there, Catholic bishops. And then you will also find in Calabar in the south, in Oweri in the east, all, you know, there are Muslim mosques also functioning. So you cannot say that one group has been denied religious freedom. But what we are saying is that there is serious discrimination in some cases. Sometimes you have no possibility to buy land to build a church in the core northern states where Muslims are in the majority. You cannot have Christian religious programs on television or radio, or you cannot teach Christian religious knowledge in the schools, or have a Christian chaplain to help the Christians in the universities, federal and state universities in these northern states. So these are serious problems. And then people complain that in the government, even in the present government, that Christians are suffering a serious discrimination. The very sensitive and important positions are said to be given to Muslims. And you can see among all the security personnel, the leaders of the security, whether it's military, police, Air Force, Navy, you know, most of them are Muslims. And then the important ministries that people consider very, very important, they are also being manned by Muslims, largely. So people see that as a deliberate attempt to favor the Muslims against the Christians. This is a fact, and this is what we have to work on to maintain an equilibrium, to create equality, and let there be justice, and let there be fairness for all.